could you tell me what you think about the land? Some white people think it's a terrible place here, like a desert. Mm. What are your feelings about the land?
Okay. First thing, we're living in North all the time. I born in North. I agree with the land. I used to live here. I like it because I change every year. Winter, summer, and fall. That's why changing every year. Looks like every year out from another house. Looks going another house and cold and warm and like that. This very cold. We're just traveling around for a hunting seal. Winter times are nice because we needed a seal for the meat for people, not for living in ice all the time. We have to take it home and cook them. Sometimes celebrate for the seal meat that we used all the time. But I was growing my life for the meat, for the country food, not for the store grocery, not like that. Only country food, like seal, caribou, and fish. I was a little boy about 7 years old. Sometimes I stay in igloo whole year. Sometimes we had a problem, not much animal, like not too many caribou, not too many seal. Sometimes really poor in the igloo, snow house. Snow house means snowing inside the house, igloo. Sometimes snowing, it's really cold. About 40 below, maybe more. I remember, in the morning, especially cold, little bit lamb, that seal meat, fat, little bit of fire, can make it bigger sometimes. That's why not too many candles. Sometimes only mix up tea, only buy a little stove. It's not a stove, but a little candle. 6 o'clock time, all right. But that's all we have. No primer stove, nothing. It was really hard. But not me, my father and my mom. This work hard. That's why I'm alive today. I'm a big boy now. I used to have red dogs, about 14 years or something like that. I'm starting hunters, trying to keep my life and my family, everything. I was trying to be lots all the time, but can make it sometimes, not much animal sometimes. Caribou, seal, especially seal, winter time. Summer times, seal and fish, and sometimes a little bit of caribou. It was not too many caribou around here in the north that time, and about 20 years, 30 years, something like that. Today is really different now. More caribou, more fish, more seal, looks like. We're using now just not for tractor heating in the house now, not different now, huh? We got a house, government house now. We got power, everything. Like everything now. But before, it was not too many stuff, like skidoos. Today I have a skidoos now, and a hunter. But trouble is, we more money now, we have to use now, not like before. 20 and 30 years ago, but it's never used money. Just that fox skin, fur, just bring it to store, Hutchinbury store, and never get the money, just a letter, I mean, just a piece of paper, not the money. But today is different now. We have to get money all the time, buy grocery. It's really changing papers.
But which is better, dogs or skidoos?
Mine is, I have a better skidoo now. But I got one arm. I lost my arm that time. I like it, a dog, all right, but just really hard to, how you going to try to
control,
work, I mean, more work is dogs. We have to feed them every day. We have to more hunt, like looking for meat for the dogs, for the feed them. But this is skidoo's different, huh? If you leave it 1 week, can be different, huh? This is, it's not an animal. That's what I think. If you leave it there, it's going to be there. But it can't freeze up. It's freezing already. The dog is different, huh? If you leave it 1 week, it's going to be almost dying after 5 days or 10 days. That's why I try to be working every day during the day. This for my kid. We have to using all the store food, not a country food, not really now. Just all the sometimes, just a little hard. But I try like skidoo now. But I'm not a good worker now. But I do it all right. But slow. If it is slow, all right, but I could make it.
When white people go hunting, they often kill for fun, just for the fun of it. Do Inuit ever kill for fun?
No, not like that. Never do that. Try to be never do that.
Well, why do you kill?
Just needed, huh? Just want to use for the food. I mean, for the family, for the meat.
Well, where did you live when you were young, before you came into Spencer?
I was living in Fort Ross, way down the north. Mm. I used to travel by the tag team, dogs. 2 weeks coming here, 3 weeks back. I was like 5 weeks, long time.
To come here? To get supplies?
Yeah, supplies for the food, I mean Hudson Bay. We don't have a store on all the year. It was really hard, all right, but it looks like easy, yeah?
How long would it take now by skidoo?
Oh, about 3 days. 3 days. Exactly 3 days. I think I could make it 3 days.
So 3 days in a skidoo, but it took 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
The dogs?
Yeah, the dogs. Yeah, long time.
When you were living at Fort Ross, were you living with a big group of people, or just a family?
Just a family.
How many people would that be?
Oh, holy, I think it's 4 people. Not enough, all right.
How many is enough?
It's 5 people. Mm. I think it's 5 people, just a family.
And just you was the only hunter?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the last time I was really, only me. My father got a problem, huh? Got a back sore and sick. I got a hunt. Only tried to be my life. Mm. Yeah.